You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Many volunteers were out overnight in the freezing cold for the annual point-in-time count of the homeless population in Philadelphia. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Center City.
Hundreds of volunteers signed up to participate in the point-in-time count, a mandatory and important task, according to Philadelphia's managing director, Adam Teal.
This project supports the entire city of Philadelphia, as we count the number of people who are experiencing homelessness, who are living and sleeping on our sidewalks, in other outdoor spaces, or even underground in our transit stations.
The city also includes the number of people at shelters and warming centers. And before the volunteers went out in the dangerous cold, they heard from Kenneth Blackwell, who experienced housing insecurity in the past, and he now works with the city to address homelessness.
Remember that your presence matters. You're not just gathering information, you're showing compassion, respect, and dignity.
All the data is shared with HUD, the U.S. Office of Housing and Urban Development, which works with cities to determine funding and the effectiveness of programs and services.
Last year, Philly's homeless count was 976, a 38% jump compared to 2023. Someone was struck and killed by a SEPTA train on the Broad Street line early this morning. It happened around 5 a.m. on the tracks at the Race Vine Street station in Center City. Police haven't identified the victim yet. Express service on the line was suspended in both directions for a bit, but SEPTA says it's back up and running without major delays. 20 warming centers throughout Philadelphia are remaining open this week to give people in need a place to stay during this dangerously cold weather. KYW's Vic Ragapathy learned more about how the centers operate.
The steps down to the underground entrance to Hub of Hope in Center City are on the left side of Dilworth Park if you're facing City Hall. It's the only 24/7 co-ed warming center in the city, but it has a capacity of about 80.
We can get pretty quickly at our capacity. Last week, we had to have outreach and the fire department continue to transport at least another dozen people to the other warming centers.
Candace Player is the VP of Advocacy at Project Home, which runs Hub of Hope. She says they also have to temporarily keep occupants outside the door but still in the building from 6 to 7:30 a.m. to clean and sanitize.
And we ask everyone to go up and out and get on the back of a line, because the people who are here for the daytime program are already starting to line up. But everybody can come back in.
Colin and his mother stayed the night on Monday because they prefer Hub of Hope to some other places.
They're not, like, unit-friendly, I want to say, and I don't mean it, like, in a negative way. I more mean, like, other places. You could easily be, like, on a whole opposite side of a hallway from who you're with.
Nine warming centers run 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eight more run 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. Two are 24/7.
You can find a map of the centers on the city's website. The Eagles will be practicing this afternoon as they prepare for this third matchup against the Commanders. There are some injuries to monitor, including center Cam Jurgens' back injury. Dave Uram has more about the Eagles' NFC Championship showdown against the Commanders.
After beating the Rams, head coach Nick Sirianni told his players in the victory locker room speech, some of which was publicized by the Eagles, that they have more to accomplish.
We got business to finish. We got business to finish. Break it down.
So how much of business to finish had to do with the Eagles getting so close to a Super Bowl victory 2 years ago?
You know, our business is this next game, not thinking about anything else. Kind of talked about, you know, when you get a win like that, all that does is make us more hungry to go out and do it again. More hungry? Hungrier? Both are acceptable. Okay.
Well, whether the grammatically correct way to say it is more hungry or hungrier, the bottom line is for Sirianni's Eagles.
That's just another way to say, hey, let's get back to work.
Flyers visit the Rangers at 7. Flyers are on a 6-game point streak. Just when you thought the Birds fans couldn't be any more dedicated to their team, the Eagles have already sold out of the buckets of commemorative snow from Sunday's playoff win against the Rams. They packed snow that fell on the field into pints with Eagles labels, and on top they have the team's playoff motto, Let's Hunt. It kind of looks like a pint of ice cream from the outside. Eagles star Darius Slay couldn't believe it.
That's why this is the best city, man. They passionate around here, man. We buying snow. I love it.
It wasn't cheap, though. They sold online for $50 a pop, and all 100 of them still sold out within hours. If you got one, the team says it'll be shipped with dry ice in order to maintain optimal preservation. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.